Hi, it's Watercolor with Wendy. I was thinking about this quote in a discussion this morning with some artists that good art should comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. And that was a great quote because we were talking about a show that's at the San Francisco Museum right now, and we had some different thoughts about it. And I realized that a lot of people think of art in a museum as something sort of you learn about, or you read little tags or listen to the tapes that they give you and or read articles about the art so that you have some sort of way of understanding it or how you're supposed to appreciate it or what it is. But I do think that the best way to connect with great art, and usually you're not going to find bad art in most museums, is to relate to it directly and see what reaction you have. And it's always interesting to talk to other people afterwards. So it's challenging to think of art as something other than something that you like or dislike. People say, well, I like that painting, or I dislike that painting. And we don't do that in my class. We don't talk about art of others or our own art as whether or not you like it or dislike it. We want to know, what is it? What is going on with that art? And if it's challenging, which it should be, then you try to figure out what is going on. It's a bit of an effort, but it's always worth it. If you take the time to look at it carefully, to free your mind of prejudice of what you think it should be or what someone else said it should be, great art can change you. It can change the world, and has many times over. So we recently saw a show by Kehinde Wiley, which is one of those magnificent shows that is changing the art world. And so we were talking about how that happens. It's a giving a Black perspective on the experience of being Black that can be done, I think, only in the way that art can do it. So if you get a chance to see some of his work, then go ahead. But it is different from what a lot of people think of when they go to a museum or gallery or something, and they're thinking of themselves as consumers and what pleases them and what they like, unless they're trying to buy it for an investment, which we're not going to talk about that now. It's not very interesting. But if you are looking at art because it's going to look good at in your house, then it's a decoration and you're a consumer. So you might as well go to IKEA and get some kind of a poster. But if you're looking at art as a way to expand your consciousness, to understand another point of view or a way of thinking about the world, or sometimes a specific part of the world, like in the case of this particular show was the Black experience. And I remember another great show that was changing the art world, which in the 70s was Judy Chicago's Dinner Party. And it really did change the way we think of women and women in the arts, and it was groundbreaking in that sense. So that's really what great art is supposed to be doing. It's supposed to lead our culture and reflect our culture and change us. Another way of looking at it is when you think of meeting a new person, or you encounter another person that is in your world, such as somebody that new at work or somebody new in your family, something like that, where you kind of have to encounter that person. And we might think, well, I like that person or I don't like that person. But that's not very useful usually to say, because it's usually a reflection of, well, that person is not in my age group, or that person is not in my race or in my profession, or something that makes you feel familiar. They're different. So we can reject them, although sometimes we can't because it's our boss or our coworker. And so the other way to look at it is, how can I understand that person in a way that enhances my life? So it behooves us to understand other people as they are, and not just judge them as to whether we like them or don't like them. It's all prejudice if it's like and dislike. And the same way with art. So you might look at something, well, it doesn't have my favorite colors in it. Well, your favorite colors are all a reflection of some of your history or your associations with colors for some reason or another. It's just your personal history. But that isn't going to, that is just confirming something you already know and love or like. It's something that's in a category, or sometimes it's something that other people have told you to like, so you kind of, oh, I should like Impressionism or something, or what is considered pretty or decorative or important even. But really, what we're looking for in art is something that, if we are disturbed, as this quote was giving us this way of looking at it, there's something in the art that actually makes us feel somehow validated or comforted or hopeful about the world. That's one way. Or, the quote continues, if you are too comfortable, the art should disturb you, and it should make force you to look at the world in a different way. So that's really what great art is about. It's not about entertainment. It's not about decoration. It's not about being trendy. And that's another reason why we don't always know which is the best art until time has passed, and it's gone through a certain amount of viewing by public and interacting with the cultures that it's connected with in the world. And then we can sort of tell a little bit later why that work of art, or body of work in this case with Kehinde Wiley, why that is important and why that is changing us and changing the world. So that's why it's very exciting to go to contemporary art museums and see if you can really get inside and understand a piece of art that looks challenging. Just like, I'm using the analogy of a person that has entered your life, it's your new son-in-law, or it's your coworker, and you are kind of confronted with, how can I accept this, or how can I understand this new person so that I don't feel that I dislike them? Or if you happen to like them right away, maybe it's not a problem. So that's not really going to change you very much, because it's already the kind of person you happen to like. That's not going to change you very much. But if you challenge yourself and open your mind up, art and challenging people can change us in a good way, make us have broader ways of thinking of the world. So that's it for today on the subject of what does good art do?